years when I was just a child. And I remember down in here, I believe they just lit her coffin down in that grave, mm-hmm. you know. Wasn't no vault, nothing down in there, just put the coffin down in that grave.
They had her at home probably there before she was buried, yeah. How they used to do them.
A lot of people always got buried around there turned Forest Lawn. I turned that big cemetery just since the same thing. Mm-hmm. Larry and his wife, my son and his wife, they've got five grave lot out there. They've had it for a good many years.
Mm-hmm.
But we bought ours down here at our church, and that's where I wanted to be buried. It will be buried in that lot next to my home.
Yeah. What would you have a term to call a woman that her husband had passed away? She'd be his.
A widow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a widow. So I'm down at church. A lot of them down there call me Mama.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. Mama. Because every time I pass there, you talking to a man. I says, ain't but one thing wrong with it, they all got a wife. It'll be, used to be able to have a mailman that was, well, wrote the mail was a man, Mr. Westfield. But he'd be sitting out there on the porch talking to me. And see, so used to live down. He died last year. He was a good friend of Tom's. A lot of times he'd stop. He's sitting out there talking to me. And Ed is up the street up here. A lot of times, if he walks down here, he comes sit on the porch and talk a while. I know him real good, West Perry. He comes every once in a while and sits on the porch and talks to me. Mr. B, the school teacher, a lot of times he was stop and talk to me and sit me on the porch. And they said, Mom, so every time I pass there, you talking to a man. I said, ain't one thing wrong with it. They all got a wife. One big ass down there says, when you going to start acting your age? I said, I reckon I get old enough. Oh, that'll make a fair old me down that big age. So after I went back, first thing I went back to church from the hospital, I never got any much hugging in all my life.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Everybody's glad to see you. That's right. What about children when they were born?
When they were born?
Mm-hmm.
I had all four of my children at home back then. Now I think for the last one, Betty was the last one I had. I had her when she was 30, when I was 34 years old. I had three boys. I thought I'm gonna have the backyard slam full of boys. Well, when she come along, I was 34 years old. I had her at home too. All my babies were born at home.
Mm-hmm.
See, the one back then, people didn't go to the hospital to have a baby. Now, years after Betty was born, Dr. Steve, he had an office there. He fixed part of it where he would deliver babies over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because after I'd already had all my babies.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you have a doctor came to your house, or did you have a woman?
Dr. Steele come to my house. Mm-hmm. He delivered all three of them. Now, I had a little boy and I moved there. The oldest one, James, he was 3 years old when we moved there.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, Bob was born and we moved there in March, and he was born in July. Well, I went to go to Dr. Steele when I was carrying him, and he kept checking on my blood and my everything. So, he come to my house, delivered him. The other two, too.
Mm-hmm.
Still in.